Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
The sin of man, the salvation of Jesus. Jesus is risen indeed. This is the glorious good news that Christians around the world celebrate. But good news is really only good news when you fully realize how bad the bad news was. Like when the doctor comes in to tell you, you're going to be fine, and you breathe a sigh of relief. And then the doctor goes on to explain what your condition was, and all of the heroic efforts that were undertaken on your behalf. And you realize how close to death you actually were, that your sigh of relief turns into a shout of joy. The resurrection of Jesus is the good news that brings us eternal life. But instead of merely breathing a sigh of relief, thinking, I shall not perish but have everlasting life, let's take a look at how close we were to everlasting death. Our fourth foundational belief says, man was created good and upright. However, man, by voluntary transgression, fell and thereby incurred not only physical death, but also spiritual death, which is separation from God. Adam and Eve were given a choice. They were able not to sin, and they were able to sin. God gave them dominion over everything in His creation but themselves, and He made them to be personally and intimately connected with Himself. But Satan tempted them to take dominion over themselves, saying that they would become like God. They sinned. And sure enough, Nancy Guthrie writes, they then had knowledge of good and evil, but it was from the standpoint of becoming evil and remembering how good they once were. Because they sinned, now all of us are unable not to sin. Why? Because no one has been able to demonstrate to us how to be able not to sin. Their sin had consequences for them that have extended to us. They felt shame at their vulnerability before God. They were fearful to be in God's presence. They were separated from God. And they doomed all of us to live an utterly meaningless existence forever. But Adam and Eve's sin didn't send God scrambling for a remedy. Our fifth foundational truth says, man's only hope of redemption is through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Jesus turned the absolutely worst news into the most eternally, overwhelmingly good news ever. Jesus was made the cure for sin from before the foundation of the world. God made Jesus to be our sin, not just to carry our sins. In order for this to happen, Jesus had to become human like us. That means that Jesus, like Adam and Eve, had the same choice to sin or to not sin. But He did not sin. This allowed Him to be our perfect sacrifice on the cross. When He died on the cross, Jesus removed the uncrossable abyss between us and God. Jesus made it possible once again for us to be able not to sin. Not only that, but Jesus covers the shame that would linger even after our sin is forgiven by clothing us in His own righteousness. Sin had doomed us not only to a meaningless existence on earth, but also to an utterly meaningless existence for the eternity following death. Jesus became our sin to allow us to be reunited with God and reclothed in Christ's righteousness. This is not just good news. It's eternally, overwhelmingly good news. If you've missed the discussion of any of our other foundational truths, I've shared a link in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out CraigTOwens.com.